You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am Shirley Yance, clinical hypnotherapist, activist, and mental health first responder at Whispering Zen Hypnotherapy. Thank you for coming to the show, where you can come as you are and leave as you want to be. Do you wish that you could more freely enjoy a healthy habit or just get back to being a better you? Let's talk. And although I specialize with the LGBTQIA community, I welcome everybody in my practice. So if you need me, I'm here to help you. So remember to book online at whisperingzen.net. So we know how we start this program. Now that we got that out of the way, we need to start. We need to get going. We need to start breathing. Let's start breathing. So first of all, take a nice deep breath and whisper out with a smile. And we're going to do all of this in a nice, safe place. And today's whole show is about being in a safe place, so you might as well get in one now. And by a safe place, I mean you're not driving, you're not working on a project, you're not helping anybody. This is a safe place where you're in one location alone, if possible, and you can do some of these, you know, things today. So this is my second one, this second part of my opening, which y'all know I love. So let's get going. Let's wiggle those toes. Come on, wiggle your toes. Wiggle your toes. Okay, wiggle your butt. Let's wiggle, 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 wiggle. We're going to wiggle the butt because, you know what? You can't wiggle your butt without smiling. Or tell somebody to wiggle your butt without smiling. It just sort of happens. And now we're going to take that last deep breath and exhale with a beautiful affirmation. And for me, I always just say, I got this. You know, because sometimes I need to convince myself. Sometimes y'all just convince yourself. And it can be, it's going to be okay. It can be all kinds of things. But I always go with, I got this, you know. And if you've got a little extra time, roll your shoulders, roll your neck, your ankles, your toes, just roll everything. Good, good, good. In like 3 minutes, you have actually loosened up every part of your body. I mean, loosened it up. How great is that? You're a little more relaxed. I know I feel a little more relaxed, and boy, do I need that today. Everybody does. So I just wanted to let you know that you can do this in less than 3 minutes. And you know what? If you want to help keep, I also have a page with some great perks, including some shout outs for sponsors of the show. So, you know, a little free swag. So, you know, come on in and help the Hypno Fairy Godmother keep this show going. So as we talked about last week, we're going to talk a little more about mindfulness. And as a hypnotherapist, I get asked a lot about mindfulness. Does it work? What it is? So I thought today, you know what, we're going to talk a little more on that. And we're going to spend a little more time today discussing ways that you can use mindfulness and it to enhance things in positive ways. So different little tips and tricks that you can do either at home or at work, or your kids can, to help. Because remember, mindfulness are just small personal practices that help us increase our ability to regulate these emotions that we have inside of us. It decreases the stress, it decreases the anxiety and the depression, and it can help us to focus our attention as well as observe our thoughts, feelings, threat without, you know, judging people or without judging yourself. It can be helpful for anyone of any age. I have actually taught anywhere from young kids to high schoolers to adults how to use this for better, you know, enjoyment, less anxiety, less test anxiety, maybe just easing general stress and at work, at home, and at school. So these are things that you can do for you. And that's what I'm all about, is making you feel better for you. So we all know that life can be overwhelming, and it has been, especially this year and a half. So I want everybody to know that I understand that. So when we go over these practices today, you know, we're going to do them, and, you know, we're doing them to keep us centered, to keep us not going off the edge. And you can do these. They're so, some of them are pretty easily, you know, mindfulness has been proven to help, you know, anxiety, anger, all the depression, which is why I feel so strongly about its effects. And I use this on a daily basis. So it's not like I'm telling you to do something I wouldn't do. And that's, I think that's important for you to know, that I would never do anything that I wouldn't do myself. So let's get started with some easy exercises. And remember, today, all of these need to be done in a safe place. So if you're doing something, because I'm going to be asking you to close your eyes in some of these. So if you're in a place where that's just not able, you're just not able to do that, remember that all of my shows are, you know, put on, I take them and put them on my Facebook page. I, you know, at Whispering Zen, or actually at Hypno Fairy Godmother and Whispering Zen, and on my YouTube page at, you know, at Whispering Zen. So, you know, don't, or you can just listen to it. Sometimes you just need to listen, and you can get these. And sometimes by just downloading the podcast that you can find everywhere, Hypno Fairy Godmother, you can get more out of it because you're not actually watching. You're just listening to my voice, and you're doing these things the way that they'll help you in the greatest degree. So some people just like to listen, and I totally understand that. I sometimes like to listen to, you know, things too that help me just absorb what's going on, which is good. And I was reading this article from Positive Psychology. Yes, I do read Positive Psychology. And they were saying that they have this easy test that you can use any object. They use a raisin, but you can use anything that's handy on your desk, on your table, beside you. It doesn't matter. So, you know, I want you to take that small object, generally small object, and I want you to put it in your hand. Just put that in your hand and see the way it looks. Look around. Maybe you've never noticed certain things. How does it feel? Have you ever thought about that? How does it feel? What's the texture? You know, how does your skin respond when you're moving it around to see how it feels? How does it smell? Does it smell like you thought it would? Or does it smell like something totally different? Maybe if you're using something besides a raisin, it has the smell of perfume on it, or it has the smell of your office on it, or, you know, or if you're using something that's wood or metal, or, you know, what is that smell? And in certain cases, only do this if you are using fruit, but what does it taste like? You know, don't do that if it's wood, metal, something on your desk, please. But you could always add later an object that you could actually, what does it taste like? Is it sweet? Is it sour? Does it not taste like you thought it would? You know, focusing on a single object like that raisin is meant to bring your mind, you know, back to the present, to what is directly right in front of you. And, you know, like I said, we used a raisin for this one. But when you're taking time to notice any object, it's taking time And it's bringing your brain back to that center point, because you're noticing what you're focusing on and not noticing what's around you. It's kind of interesting how that works. One small little object takes you out of where you are and puts you back to where you should be and where you think you should be. Okay, so the next thing we're going to try is a body scan. Now, I've talked about the body scan, that it is one of my favorite things to do, that I usually recommend at least once a day. I do it twice a day. If you have the time and you become very proficient in it, you can actually do it in a very quick amount of time so that you know exactly where your body needs help. You know, where it runs through each part of the body, and you pay attention to the way each area feels. The scan just moves through your body, starting at your feet and moving upwards. So you start at your toes on both feet. You can do them at the same time. Then the rest of your legs, you know, the top, the bottom, your ankle, your lower legs, you know, all that down in the bottom. Slowly up to your knees. Up to your thighs. Then we hit your pelvic, which means your buns, your tailbone, pelvic bone, the works, the abdomen, your chest, your full chest, your lower back, and your upper back, which means your back ribs and your shoulder blades, your hands, meaning your fingers, all your fingers, your palms, the backs of them, and your wrists, your arms, meaning the lower, the elbows, and the upper, your full neck, your face, and head, which includes your jaw, mouth, nose, cheeks, ears, and eyes, your forehead, your scalp, the back and top of your head. And then for some of us, we go up just a little bit farther to, some people call it their blowhole, I call it my third eye, and even see how that's doing. If that's a little too woo-woo for you, you can always stop at the neck and the head, the face and the head, and that's fine. You know, I understand. So after the body scan, you know, then you can come back into the room. You know, open your eyes, move, you know, when you're ready, sit comfortably and think about it. Think about, you know, Did one thing stand out, that maybe there was pain there that you hadn't thought of, that there was an ache there? You know, when you're doing these, like I said, I prefer to go slower so that I can feel that energy. And I always feel tons of energy when I'm doing this. So, you know, when you feel the energy coming up through your body, you know, slower is definitely better. But once you get really good at it, and if you have a slow amount of time and you're trying to figure out what's causing you this stress and you can't figure it out, maybe, you know, you do it a little bit faster, especially if you only have a very short amount of time. But, you know, do those body scans. Find out, let your body talk to you. You know your body better than anybody else. And you know when your body needs assistance. And you know how to give your body assistance. Or if you don't, you know how to find somebody that does. And that's super important. Okay? If you feel like there's an instance where you need to, you just know that there's an issue, don't let anybody tell you that there isn't. That is so important that that happens. Okay? Very important. This next one, you need a window and a view. That's all you need. And don't do this at work if you're not on a break or at lunch or something like that, because I don't want anybody in trouble for daydreaming, just staring out the window. No, that's, don't do that. When I first started reading this, it kind of made me laugh because I picture people just daydreaming out into the window and out at the view. So don't do that. So this is really cool. And like I said, it only requires a window with some kind of a view, just a small, you don't need a huge view. You just need a small view. And I want you to look at everything there is to see in just that area. Okay. Notice the colors, notice the patterns, the textures. Do you see shapes of things out there? You know, what's present in that small segment of your world that you can see? You know, and try to see the world outside the window from the perspective of someone that's never seen that view before. I'm sure you've looked out that window hundreds of times. And just, I want you to notice what's out there and see what is really out there. Are there textures on the plants that are out there? What colors are, you know, if there's flowers out there, what color are the flowers? If there's buildings out there, what are their shapes? What are their colors? Do they have a texture? Who knows? A lot of buildings do. Notice those different shapes. Allow yourself to just be observant, you know, and you can be observant, but not critical. And you can be aware of everything that's out there, but don't get fixated on one thing. Notice everything. And that's so important if you're going to do mindful seeing. If you're going to just, you know, take that little part, don't get fixated on it, but notice the world from that little area and how important that is. Okay. So, you know, if you become overly distracted, just pull yourself back in, you know, notice a different shape or color that you hadn't noticed before. You know, your mind's going to wander. It's okay. You know, it's all right. Our minds all wander, you know, man, it's not a bad thing. It's not like I've ever, you know, it's not like nobody's ever just tried to, what I always laugh about is people tell me when they don't have time to meditate or it's very hard for them to meditate because they're trying so hard to meditate that they get it wrong. Well, first, you can't get it wrong, but you know, when you're trying so hard to do something that should be so easy, it's just letting go. It's just letting your mind. And like I said, if you get, you know, something sneaks in there and pulls you off to the side, like, oh my God, you know, there's a bake sale tomorrow, or, you know, I need to get this report done. It's okay. It's all right. Go, okay, thank you for reminding me. And go back to what you were doing. You know, go back to nothing. And you can hit nothing. And you may have to start with just focusing, you know, focusing on a color. I love to focus on a color. Matter of fact, I have a favorite spinning color that when I do my body scans, I put over my head. And I watch that color and feel that color go through my body. That's just me, and I've been doing it for a long time. But even if you can just focus on a color or a shape or something like that, that will help you when you're doing simple meditations until you get good at it. It's a process. None of this happens overnight. You know, it's like anything else. You didn't learn what you're doing right now the first time. And that's good. Or it's okay. Nobody expects you to know how to do all of these things all at the same time and get them down perfect. That's why we write them down. That's why we listen to them over and over again. That's why we pick out what's best for us. And certain things aren't best for us. Certain things we go, that is not me. And that's, like I said, if it's not you, okay? It's okay if it's not you. Another thing we talked about last week was mindful listening, you know, and the importance of it. And it's such an important skill that can be done one-on-one or in a group. You know, in general, people thrive when they feel fully heard and seen. And mindful listening breaks them from focusing, it kind of breaks you from focusing on the self and your own perspective. So it brings you, instead you're forming, you know, you're trying to create an inner stillness where both parties feel free of, you know, being perceived as something else or being judgment, you know, having that judgment of something else. And so, you know, nobody's distracted. The listener's not good, you know, and, you know, the talker or the person talking really feels heard. They feel like you're actually paying attention. And that's what people need. They need to feel heard. Like I said, people feel truly, when they feel, you know, truly heard, then they thrive more because they feel validated. And we all want to feel validated. This next thing, man, this is something that we don't do. We never do. We are so concerned and consumed with helping other people sometimes. We forget to take care of ourselves. Now, all of these things that I'm teaching you are for yourself, but you need to, you know, give yourself some self-compassion. Take a pause where you're not trying to help somebody. You know, I give you tips and tricks, but this one may be the most important. You know, start by focusing that mindfulness can help. Believe in your heart. Believe that mindfulness is helping you. Because like anything else, if you don't believe, then why are you doing it? Okay? And I want you to put your hand on your heart and give yourself a big hug. Make physical contact with yourself in some way and take a few deep breaths. We don't do this. When I tell you to take a deep breath, your hands are usually off to your side or on your lap or whatever, but you don't actually think about the fact that if you have your hand on your heart or you're giving yourself a big hug, think of how much better you're going to feel. You know, human contact, even if it's with you. I know that sounds strange, but even with you is a great thing, you know? And it's okay at this point to acknowledge that you have problems too. Acknowledge that, you know, that you've been suffering if you are, you know, encourage yourself to take these steps and to do these things. And the aim isn't to overwhelm you with pain or emotion, but to acknowledge that the pain is real and the hurting is real by giving yourself permission to feel it. You need to give yourself permission to feel, to give yourself permission to let it go. The hardest thing that I have when I work with my clients is acknowledging that they have to give themselves permission to let things go. And that's so hard because there are so many things going on and you feel like you need to keep them. Sometimes you feel like you need to keep the pain for whatever reason. You need to keep that bad memory for whatever reason. And trust me, you don't. So if you can give yourself permission to let it go, you are one step closer. I promise. This is one of the things that I do truly promise. So this next thing is one of my favorites, and I regularly, and I've kind of taught it in a smaller version. So today I'm going to kind of teach it to you in a bigger version. Okay. And this is the five senses. So, and this can be done as slow or as fast. Sometimes if you're having an anxiety attack, you can knock this down to three. If you've got time, you know, and you just kind of feel things coming on, you can knock it. You can do all five. I know people that just do the last three of this, of the senses, because they feel like they don't have any time to get out of the emotion that they're feeling right now. So I understand that. But if you can do all five senses, you know, it's practicing mindfulness in pretty much any situation that's needed. And it's something that, you know, it helps. This truly, truly helps. I've done this tons of times. And like I said, I teach this to clients and friends and anyone because of how, you know, how good it is. So I want you to notice, look around and notice five things that you can see just from where you're at. Look around, bring your attention to five things that you can see. Something that you don't normally notice, like a shadow or a small crack in the concrete. Just little things, five things that you can see. Okay, now I want you to find four things that you can feel. Bring your awareness that you are currently feeling, like the texture of your pants, maybe a breeze on your skin. You know, is there a smooth surface on a table that you're resting your hands on? Just four things that you can feel that are right there around you. Now notice three things that you can hear. Take a moment to listen and note three things that you can hear in the background. It could be the chirp of a bird, the hum of your refrigerator, or even the faint sound of traffic from a nearby road. Just three things that you can hear right there. Now I want you to do notice two things that you can smell. Bring your awareness to smells that you usually filter out, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant. Perhaps a breeze carrying a whiff of pine trees if you're outside, or flowers, or the smell of a fast food restaurant right down the street. Just anything that you can smell. Kind of pay attention on this one. Perfume from somebody walking. And the last thing is notice one thing that you can taste. Focus on one thing that you can taste right now in the moment. You know, can you take a sip of a drink, piece of gum, eat something? Notice the current taste in your mouth. Even open your mouth for a sense that you can taste in the wind. Sometimes you can open your mouth and you can actually taste, you know, something in the wind. And sometimes I add on to there, tell yourself one thing that you know, that you absolutely, positively know about yourself. And I had one client tell me I am the greatest person at doing this, what this thing was that he did. And I said, that is amazing that out of the blue, after doing these little things, that you could come up with one thing, that thing that you knew about yourself. It just made it perfect. So it's easy to do those if you only have a minute or two. Like I said, you know, the five senses are always good, but if you need to, sometimes you just need to knock that down and do, you know, what you can with what you have. And what it does is when you're using these five senses, it is bringing you back to center, because you're not thinking about what's going on around you. You're actually thinking about these other things. And this is another thing that you don't want to be doing in your office while you're supposed to be working, because I don't want anybody to get in trouble. That's the way this works. That's why I said today, safe place where, you know, you don't want to be getting in any trouble. This last one though, or not last, but this one only takes 3 minutes. So 3 minutes, you know, not bad, because you need to have, you know, unlike meditations or body scans, this, you know, is easy and quick, and it's useful for mindfulness practice, especially if you're just getting started and you want to do anything long and drawn out. So, you know, with the other ones, the thoughts tend to pop up, and it can be kind of a challenge. With this one, with the 3 minute, it's a perfect technique for those with busy lives, busy minds. The exercise is broken down into 3 quick sessions, 1 minute, and it works just like this. So the first minute is spent on the question, how am I doing right now? While focusing on feelings, thoughts, sensations that arise, and trying to give them words and phrases. So how am I feeling right this minute? And you do that for 1 minute. The second minute is spent on keeping awareness of your breath. How am I breathing? Am I breathing? But the last minute is used for an expansion of that and paying attention outward from your breath. So feeling ways in with your breath, you know, feeling ways in which your breath actually affects the rest of your body. So you're actually paying attention to your breathing. You're paying attention to how it's making you feel. You're paying attention to your lungs moving up and down. And I mean your full lungs moving up and down, you know. And it's easier on this one to keep a quiet mind, even though it can be a little bit challenging. And thoughts will often pop up even in a 3 minute one. But the idea is not to block them, but let them come into your mind and then disappear, or observe them and then go, thank you for letting me know. Get out of my brain. And because the most important part of mindfulness is to recognize that it's the training of your mind. And like any exercise, it takes some time sometimes to do the benefits. Like I said, you're not going to learn everything the first time you do it. If you do, you're amazing. But most people, you know, it's a time, it's a process, especially with self-compassion and allowing for reflection, you know, and change and flexibility between techniques. It can take you a while, and I don't want it to be overwhelming. And sometimes things like meditation and mindfulness can be overwhelming. So when I'm teaching, I have to be, you know, sure that everybody's kind of on the same, you know, not everybody learns things as quick as other people. Not everybody wants to do. Some people just want to work this type of mindfulness. Some people just want to work on this type of mindfulness. And sometimes we'll go over things week after week if that's what we decide to do. Because my whole thing is, you know, let's get you fixed as quickly as possible so that you become that better person. You know, my whole idea is you becoming a better you and you becoming that person that you wish you would have been or you wish you could have right now, because I know you can. I absolutely know you can. So, you know, we need to act mindfully, you know, and to act mindfully. This one I love because every morning when you get up, choose one activity during the day that you will perform in a mindful way. That is with complete awareness. So the best type of activity to start out with would be something that you do automatically. So driving, showering, cooking, eating, whatever, walking. So that, you know, and you pick whatever it is and act, you know, completely mindfully all day long with that. You know, take a stance. Notice that, you know, when you're walking somewhere, when you're eating, when you're doing something, you know, a practice, you know, at the beginning of your workday, you know, perform a 1 minute mindfulness task at your desk, set a timer for 60 seconds and spend that minute with your eyes closed, practicing a few minutes of just little mindfulness techniques, such as breathing mindfully or reflecting your thoughts. I know that you can do that. You know, little mindfulness exercises. So when you're doing your one day, you know, your mindfulness during the day, then the most important thing is pick what it is that you want to do all day long mindfully. And this could be, you know, this is a great way to set that up for success. If I say that I want to eat my lunch mindfully and I'm doing this little 1 minute mindfulness, you know, talk to myself at my desk first, then I know that at lunch, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to enjoy my lunch. I'm going to notice if there's any didn't notice, any flavors I didn't notice. Sometimes we go through things, especially eating, we go through things so fast that we don't enjoy them. And life is about enjoying things. Life is about being who you are. Life is about, you know, getting the best of everything. So when you're doing, you know, when you pick that one thing every morning that you're going to do mindfully, and if you need to, you know, write down things on post-it notes and put them in a bag and pick one out every morning, then that's how you pick your thing. You know, go through everything that you think that you do in a day, from, you know, driving, eating, walking, you know, whatever it is. You know, and pick one out. Just pick one out and go, ooh. And sometimes you may not get what you want, but that's how you've chosen. No double picking. You have to do what you pick out. One of those crazy rules that I have. And set yourself up for success. Absolutely set yourself up for success, you know. At various points in the day, you know, you can implement maybe that 3 minute breathing exercise, just an easy 3 minutes. Set the timer for 3 minutes and practice your deep breathing, going in and out. And if you want to, you can have your hands on your legs, you know, have your hands on your legs, Or you can have a hand on your heart so that you can actually become, kind of become one and give yourself that hug. And for 3 minutes, you're all about you. And, you know, if you have to go into another room where you it's quiet, I actually had a client that would do this in the bathroom, which is kind of weird. But you know what? You go where you have to for 3 minutes just so that you have some you time. And if that's the only place that you have you time is there or in a closet, or if you're lucky enough at your desk, but a lot of people aren't, especially if they live in cubicles or, you know, you have jobs where that's just not possible. Maybe if you get a chance, take a break and go outside. Set your watch, set your phone. I know everybody has a phone. So set your phone for 3 minutes and put your hand on your heart and just breathe. You know, other things that you can do during the day, maybe if you get a break, is mindful walking. Pay attention to how you're walking, where you're walking, you know, what's around you while you're walking. You know, mindful eating, we've already talked about that. Noticing every part of your meal, you know, that's going to surprise a lot of you, that you're not actually just eating to eat, you're actually eating to enjoy. You know, do that body scan when you can. You know, most people won't be able to do it. That's why I tell you, I do mine in the morning and I do mine in the evening just to see what's changed. Maybe I've had a rough day and I've had, you know, been around people that maybe just kind of give me that feeling. And I want to get that off of me. Fine. I can do a body scan. I know where it's at. It's usually in my shoulders or my lower back. And I can push it down and push it out. And that's the whole idea of doing a body scan, is when you find an area that feels not so good, you know, mentally picture that spot and just push it down and out. And depending, you know, just, or in this case, push it up and out, because you want it to just be pushed right out of your body into space. Whether you believe that or not, just push it into space and you will feel so much better. You know, the last thing that I can help you with, or I hope I can help you with, is, you know, ways to avoid judgment, especially if you work in an office. You know, some of those tips or relate to awareness to your thoughts, you know, without and feelings without judgment. But awareness is not the same as being stoic. Intention is not to repress your feelings. You will experience those feelings. You're supposed to experience those feelings. You are human. You need to feel. But try to avoid that feedback loop and encourage more negative thinking. You know, introduce a breathing exercise, especially before a meeting. If you're going into a meeting and you know it's going to be a tough one, you know, focus on you, focus on experience, knowing that there's no reason. And this is fun because there's no reason why everybody, not just you, depending on, you know, how high you're up in the meeting, know that maybe instead of just you doing these breathing exercises, get everybody in the office or get everybody in the team, everybody that's going to be in that office, especially, you know, if you have any control, go, you know what? I think before we get started, it would be a great idea to just do 3 deep cleansing breaths. Now, if you're low man on the totem pole, I know that this is going to take some guts. And if you feel like you have no, you know, that you can't, then make sure you just do stuff for you. Make sure how important it is for you to stay centered. Okay? I you know, and it can be a group or it can be just you. But when you're doing those, it'll help you realize that things are so much more centered. Things are so much easier for you to handle, and you won't react. You won't overreact. You won't feel the judgment. You'll know how to react if you do feel judgment. You know, absorb, notice what's going on around you. Experience what's just happened. You're allowed to experience, you're allowed to absorb it, but then you'll know how to react. And you're not saying things that maybe you wouldn't say if you, let's say, waited 5 minutes and really thought about it. Because sometimes we say things in judgment or in quick judgment that we shouldn't say. Just giving you that hint. Because sometimes we need to get out of our own way. It's just what it is, you know. And when we do need to get out of our own way, besides all the mindfulness stuff, you know, I always suggest calling, you know me, I always suggest calling a friend. I suggest, you know, getting online and setting up a group dinner or a movie. Tell people about what you're doing if you feel comfortable enough with mindfulness. You know, tell them how you feel. Tell them, you know, what you're doing. And it's really important that people, you know, that are still in their houses and those living alone, you know, make sure that you're doing some of these things. That'll help you, you know, learn to smile when smiling is a little harsh, okay? And I tell you to always, always take care, you know, always note your mental state every day. It's one of those things. So thank you for listening today, because it's been my pleasure to even be a small part of your journey. I hope it's been calming and soothing, and mostly I hope that wherever you are, you're leaving a little bit better than who you started out as before the show. I'm Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, activist, and mental health first responder at Whispering Zen Hypnotherapy. And I work together with my clients, maybe you, as a team to find the best way to get you back to the best you without the fear, habit, pain, you know, which can be mentally or physically. And know that I work online so I can help you wherever you are, which is always a good thing. And I understand that maybe, you know, hypnosis isn't for everyone. But we can always see if we can work together. You know, we can see if maybe mindfulness is where you want to be. There are so many things that we can do out there that can help you. Some people, you know, some people just want that talk. Some people just want to feel heard. Some people just need to feel who they are. So, you know, just know that I'm always out here. I am your tribal leader if you feel like you don't belong. So if you need to, remember, you know, you can book a consultation today at whisperingzen.com. Know that it's been my sincere and real pleasure to help you today. So thanks for turning in. Tell your friends, you know, tell your friends about the show. And, you know that I will always be there next week. Take deep and for, you know what, let's do this time. I always tell you, so let's finish the show with a great big deep breath. Hand on your heart, hold it with a smile, or hold it with a deep, and exhale with a smile. I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.